episode of Discussion Combustion. We got a great episode tonight. We have Denver Degenerates, fellow podcasters in the building. Very excited to bring them in here shortly. But as always, today's episode is brought to you by Mountain Made CBD.
That's right, Mountain Made CBD. CBD fuel designed for an activated lifestyle. It's crystal clear CBD. Head on over to mountainmade.life and stock up on the build, boost, and recovery.
Mountain Made is a great company. They're local here in Colorado, but they have a national reach. As Kevin said, they're for an active lifestyle. So if you'd like to be a brand ambassador, if you're into sports, you're an athlete, hit them up. You go to mountainmade.life.
That's right, and it's one of the only high-dose product systems on the market today. Once again, the build is a 50-milligram tablets, quick release. The boost, which has become my new favorite product, is a chewable orange sherbet white tea flavor, 10-milligram boost. Take about 2 to 3 of those in the afternoon. And you finish the day off with the Recover, which is a 25-milligram chewable mango and magnolia product. Get some rest, recover, and sleep.
Yeah, they do work very well, and I also like the recovery a lot. Mountain Made is also giving away, for our Fitness Point Challenge for Sober October, they are going to be giving away almost $500 worth of product. We have a couple contenders right now, man. You got those?
Yeah, it's the Sober October Fitness Challenge is really, it's getting neck and neck now. It's really coming down to two guys out of Dallas, Texas, one out of Boston, Massachusetts. Currently, Brian has a slight lead out of Boston, Massachusetts, coming in at 240 points. Jeff is on his tail, 235 points. So
that's pretty heavy.
2 weeks to go, guys. Make sure to send in your points to discussioncombustion@gmail.com. Quick refresher, it's 1 point for every 10 reps of exercise, 5 points for every 15-minute interval of exercise, 15, 30, 45, 60, etc. Send in your points, 100% honor system, and Mountain Made is nice enough to get behind us in this fitness challenge, giving away 4 bottles of the Build, 4 of the Boost, and 4 of the Recover.
Keep up the points, baby. I'm at 230. Kevin's beating me at like 247.
248.
248, and since it is an honor system, guys, I made a slip. I did have a couple glasses of wine last weekend while I was out at a nice dinner, so I did not complete the Sober October Challenge.
Disappointed in you, man.
However, I'm not disappointed in myself because I have gained a new mentality. So even beyond October, I'm not going to drink nearly as heavy as I used to in the past. I used to drink almost every single night for months on end. So I'm cutting that out. I still have not smoked chronic. We all know that's my main crutch. So I'm not going to be smoking until the end of until next month as well. But I have to keep the honor system alive, and I wouldn't feel right moving forward if I didn't admit to having that slip. So I just had to put that out there. So Kevin, even if I beat him by points, he will still win by default. Everybody stays strong out there. I didn't sleep that great after the wine. It wasn't really worth it.
Well, I will say I'm disappointed, man. I'm going to have to carry the torch the rest of the way. You know, we can't have both hosts failing before the end of the month. So
no,
I'm going to stay sober 8 more days. I'm going to finish strong. I'm going to Texas Motor Speedway to celebrate NASCAR race, and that's going to be where I get a little bit sideways.
That'll be good for you, man, and I'm excited for you, and I'm excited to puff down on a J here. And today's episode is also brought to you by Wild Outdoor Adventures.
WOAMeet.com. That's WOAMeet.com. You guys know it. It's an online outdoor activity community doing great things for teens, veterans, and anybody abroad. People just moving to Colorado, head on over to the Colorado page, sign up, get ready to do some snowshoeing trips, a lot of outdoor activities. WA covers it all.
If you're a veteran, they also have veteran-specific programs. If you're an entrepreneur, they have things for you as well. They're going to be launching some dating stuff in the future. You know, online is so finicky. It's so fake. Catfishers out there, all these fake profiles and stuff. So get out, meet some people that are doing the same thing you want to do, doing an active lifestyle, less dreaming, more exploring.
That's WOA. Let's get into the episode, episode 27. We got the Denver Degenerates in the building with us.
Hell yeah.
Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Yeah. Also, I just want to start, Arthur, I clap for you being honest.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice, man.
Because it takes a lot to takes a lot to man up.
Yeah, I had like to, that. Man. You know, you can't be trying to push something forward and expect just to be.
You could just join
as you
crack,
pop a beer.
Crack one open.
I know. I already failed, so I could just have one right now.
You got to finish the month.
No, I'm gonna finish the month. I'm gonna finish
from
it.
A great local brewery. Yeah. Dry Dock. This is less than a mile away, 4.5 minutes away from this place.
Definitely. It looks tempting. It looks like a tasty beer over there. The Denver Degenerates are not doing Sober October.
No,
they will be drinking across the table from us this evening.
We
this
are.
Is like temptation.
We're sorry.
Island.
We're sorry that we're putting you guys in temptation's grasp.
That you shouldn't be. You know.
I would be doing the same thing. Apricot just filling the room.
Oh, I caught a whiff. It smells real nice.
Looks good. I mean, Dry Dock is like a blown up brewery.
There's a 12 pack right on the stool right here.
They've gotten a lot bigger, man. Since back in the day, that brewery.
Yeah, Dry Dock's a staple. I remember when Dry Dock opened, it was like a big deal in Aurora. We both lived in Aurora. We went to high school in Aurora.
Yeah.
So when Dry Dock opened, it was like a huge deal. It's like, oh my god. Well, when the brew had opened, you're like, everyone's like, oh, brewing your own beer? What the hell is this?
Mm-hmm.
And then Dry Dock opened right next door because the brew hut, people just rent out the space. And then that was like the hopping spot in Aurora for a while because like, oh my god, brewed beer in Aurora, let's just all support
they
it.
Well, they got in at the beginning of the brewery craze, which swept Colorado. And it was important for little breweries like Dry Dock at that time to create something that was going to be their mainstay. And they created the Apricot Blonde.
Yeah.
And it has not been usurped by any other beer that they've made. And they've made a lot of great beers.
What the fuck is usurped?
Like, overtaken?
Oh, fancy fucking words over here.
I'm sorry.
Jeez. I didn't read my thesaurus today. Sorry.
Yeah, no problem.
No, it is good beer. I would agree. The Apricot Blonde would be my go-to if I'm going to sit down at Dry Dock.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Oh, and they also have, like, great events now. It's expanded to the next other spot. They have a huge other, like, chilling area. I don't get down here as often as I probably should. Still have family down here, but...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, we were talking last week when we were trying to settle on a date to do this, and you gave us the address for here.
Yeah, we're not going to say that on here.
I'm not going to say the address, no. I was just going to say that I saw the address, and I was like, no way. And I say no way because we literally... Well, I didn't live there, but Gabe lived there just like a few houses away.
Really?
Oh, really?
Around the bend.
So you're familiar with the neighborhood.
The same block.
Oh,
huh?
The same block.
Same block.
Yeah. Just a hop, skip, and a jump down the way.
It was, man. I mean, I couldn't believe it when you sent the address.
So
I was like, no way.
Literally, if you just go around the bend, there's a house with a transformer right next to it.
Okay.
That was a house that my buddy bought, and I rented a room from him for a while.
So and you lived there.
That's just
how many years ago was this?
It's several years ago.
It's probably 6 years now.
Okay,
maybe five or 6 years now.
Time creeps, man.
It does.
It's got to be at least. Yeah, it's got to be seven actually, because
it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's around six, 7 years.
Okay,
and we used to also. He also had an unfinished basement, and we also put beer bottles
up on the
rafters. So this is like a blast from the past.
It really is.
Yeah, and we were all like, what, 22?
We were in our younger 23,
and Cherry Creek Liquors just opened down the street. Yeah. So we would, every night, myself and my two buddies that we were all living together, one of us would text each other. We'd text group and be like, hey, on the way home, do we still have beer, Bud Light? Because we were broke. And,
Bud Light?
Yeah. So every day, one of us would buy a 20-pack of bottled Bud Lights from Cherry Creek Liquors on our way home, and then we'd finish a 20-pack of Bud Light that night, either by just drinking and hanging out, watching TV, inviting people over for a party.
A lot of beer pong back
then. Of beer pong in the basement.
See, I was thinking, like, the house number was the same as where you were living, or, like, that you had sold a house somewhere out here or something.
It goes way back. And we would have parties there. What was it called? The Rubik's Cube party there.
Yeah, Rubik's Cube party.
So, if no one knows what that is, you know how Rubik's Cube has green, yellow, red, blue?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's how the colors?
Yeah.
And white. So, you basically go to this party wearing one piece of article of that color.
Yeah.
So you go to Goodwill,
you buy a whole bunch of different pieces of clothing of the different colors of a Rubik's Cube, and you have, like, a specific band or something like that.
So,
when that band is playing on the... like through the speaker, you've got to find somebody to trade with, and the first person to be one solid color wins. You don't win anything.
So you'd like buy larges on everything. So
no.
You force people to squeeze into some uncomfortable clothing.
Our song was the Mortal Kombat theme song.
Yeah.
Every time the Mortal Kombat theme song played, you had to find someone and switch on our clothing. So my buddy Rob. I was really hoping to be green because I found these sweet fucking like pajama pants, Ninja Turtle pants, at Walmart. Right. It was like $8. I was like, perfect. I'm gonna go for green. But we started drinking way beforehand, and then when everyone got there, the party started. My buddy Rob and I were all in the kitchen because everyone got together to take a shot to start the party. And the minute the party starts, he plays a song, Mortal Kombat. So we just look at each other, and we just both just drop pants, swap pants, and start the party. And everyone's like swapping like hats,
yeah,
and like armbands, and we're just like pants. Here you go. So this neighborhood has had some good memories for us over the years.
Yeah,
we threw a crawfish boil down there.
Oh, nice.
It was actually the place that doing a podcast like first became an idea for us.
Yeah.
Because at that time we're still the same as we were then. We would watch sports all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And all the time I would say something about the sport we were watching, and then one of the analysts on TV would say exactly what I had just said.
Yeah. Oh, and also
back to us. And also, they were like, "Jason, you need to do a podcast." I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
And also Jason would go on this epic like
rant.
10 to 15 minute rant. And it just cursing out up and down and just it's hilarious. We were all
passionate.
He's very passionate about sports.
I can respect that.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what, dude, you need to do a podcast, because it's just like this when podcasts really started picking up steam. I was like, all right, whatever. He's like, no, I'm not gonna do it. I was like, fine, whatever. So then later on, one Christmas, I buy you one USB microphone. I was like, it's a one man show, like Bill Burr. You know, he just rants for
Monday Morning Podcast.
Yeah, Monday Morning Podcast.
Love it.
Fucking phenomenal. So I buy him a USB microphone. I'm like, hey, bro, here's a microphone. Well, just start doing a podcast.
Next rant, we're recording.
Yeah. And I gave it to him, and then it sits in your closet for...
Well, yeah, it did sit there for a while, but I tried to plug it in once, and it didn't really work, so I just gave up right then. Yeah. I wasn't that invested in the idea at the time, so when the microphone just didn't work right away, it was kind of over for me. And then, it sat in my closet for a while, and then you tried to plug it in years later, and it didn't work for you either, so I wasn't a total asshole.
Did it ever work?
No, it was just a piece.
I don't even know where the fuck that microphone is.
It's probably the trash, because it never worked. We probably threw it away.
And then
was like the first try at a podcast with Jason just ranting for... Because you used to be like, hey, Jason, wait a minute, the Rockets. And he would just go on like a 15-minute, they're fucking sucking, the manager needs to do this, da, 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 da. And like, that'd be hilarious. Just record that, put it out there, done.
Sure.
I had not done any research on how or how much work it would actually take to like record.
You know
it
all
sound
about that now,
and
don't
publish.
You?
Oh God, I do. I know way more than I probably ever should, and like do all that stuff. So then that died, and it kind of died down for a couple of years actually.
Yeah, it didn't. It didn't pop back up until we met this guy named Les at a bar, and he has a radio show, and he invited us onto his radio show, and he called us the Hangover Crew. And we just talked on his radio show for an hour.
Were you guys pretty rough that first day, or
no?
When
so
he met you,
what,
or?
What happened is we were at a pub on Penn. We were just sitting at the bar, watching some football games, eating some food, drinking some beers,
talking about gambling.
Talking about gambling. That's what we were really doing. We were just like, oh, should we take live and play this team? Yeah, yeah. And he's sitting like we're at the bar, so he's maybe like right at the corner. He's like two seats over. He's with a girl, and he's just listening to us banter. Like, well, we get Penn plus 10 right now. Let's see if they score real quick. We might see if the odds of Vig gets lower, yada yada. So after the game's over, he's like, hey guys, you guys are fucking hilarious. I have a radio show. Here's my car, let's try something up for the next week. I was like, whatever. And then we started talking about like, that'd be pretty fun to like go and like just talk on the radio.
Yeah.
So he had a radio show at that point from like 10 till 1 or something like that. It was like the afternoon slot. Or maybe it was like 9 till something.
That wouldn't really be the afternoon slot. Just saying.
Or late morning, whatever.
I'm just saying, man.
He had a radio slot like starting at about 10. And I was actually off work the next week. I was like, screw it, let's just try it. Just have fun and go on there. This is downtown, right by... and we're downtown on 6th Street.
Like the 16th Street Hyatt, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's like right near there.
So we're on our way there, and I'm like, my buddy Dan Q and I were just like, oh, well, we're going to go. Let's just grab some beers. We're both off. Fuck it. Why? It's 10 a.m. Let's just grab some beers. So we walk into a radio station with a bag full of beers. Not even regular beers, we're tall boys.
Yeah, tall boys.
We all have tall boys. We have tall boys in there. And we all walk into the radio station. We say hi. Da, 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 and he just looks at us and goes, you could drink it on the air. Just don't curse.
Because
it's FCC regulations, all that bullshit. That's why I would never be on radio, because I can't control my cursing. So we go on there, and then... We did a similar thing. That's why I kind of do it on the microphone, because we started from that. He's like, oh, we're back from break. I met these guys on Saturday, and they were pretty funny, talking about gambling, betting on sports. This is the Hangover Crew, and that's where it came from. And I just opened my beer on air, and apparently people were texting him, was like, did he just open a beer on air?
Are these guys drinking at 10 in the morning?
Oh, because they could hear the beer crack on air.
And it was like, crack, 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 crack.
That's great.
And then he's like, yeah, they are. And from there, we had fun, and like, he was like, man, you guys got to come back again. People were just crazily asking him to like, hear you guys talk and yada, yada, yada. So we go back another time, and I'm like, after that point, I'm like, you know what? This is actually pretty fun.
Yeah.
I was joking with Jason, you should do a podcast a couple years ago. I was like, all right, let's just see what it costs to get the whole setup going.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then we started looking at microphones. I was like, holy shit, these shits are fucking expensive.
Started adding up quick.
Yeah, we've come a long way from those first two microphones.
So I invested. Walmart had a special for two Black Yetis. It was like $300 for two Black Yetis. So I was like, all right, we can start with two. We'll figure it out from there. And, you know, the Yetis have all the different
settings.
Yeah. So I was this is perfect. We could have, like, two people on each side and, you know, talk into it. I don't know.
And so it worked.
It worked. It got us off the ground, and we started going. And then Coach Lass was good enough to like promote us. He's like, "Yeah, if you're listening for podcasts, Denver Generates."
Right.
And actually, our name came from Jason and I we lived together. We were roommates, and we were sitting on the couch one night. And we're like, "We got to come up with a name for this podcast." Because we were recording like.
Well, we were
two.
Just going to go with the Hangover Crew.
Hangover Crew, yeah.
Because that's what Coach Lass said. That's what he called us. That's who we were. And one of our friends, Rob, he was like, you can't be the Hangover Crew. He's like, it's not that catchy, and you're going to get sued by the Hangover, the movie people, for naming rights. And I was like, okay, fine. We'll try and think of a different name. And literally, Denver DeGeneres was the first thing I thought of. Just
really?
Boom, hit
just
me.
Just pop in your head?
Just hit me.
Yeah, I was like, we need to be something Denver.
Yeah.
And Jason goes, Denver DeGeneres. I was like, that is perfect.
Yeah.
And then I reached out to my buddy Duran, who's a graphic designer, and
I
was like, hey, bro.
The logo is awesome.
The logo looks
really
good.
Denver DeGenerates. Well, this is our second, our most, well, I think our, we have two.
Was the first one the kind of the white?
Yeah, so we have that one. It's just this one. The other one's just blacked out, so it looks a little cooler.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
And then we have a new one with the.
It's got like the mountains.
The mountains and
the
city skyline.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
So it's just been like a progression of that, and I just used my buddy Duran, art for graphics. He's a great guy. And I literally saw him, I was like, hey, I'm kind of looking for 2Ds, circle, with sports, beer, life, gambling, regrets, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
And he, like, within, like, a day or two.
Yeah, he sent it to us. I was like, that's incredible. Yeah.
It does look good.
Yeah.
And you guys have merch and stuff with it, too, aren't you? Printing
we've got,
them?
Yeah,
we've
got
some shirts.
Some shirts
and stuff like that. Unfortunately, I don't, with my job, and the thing is, with our podcast, there's five of us, and we all have very, like, time-intensive jobs.
Yeah.
So we don't really.
Getting all five of us together can be a challenge.
Or, like, to have someone to, like. We outsource our all of our
I mean, you saw how hard it was just
to
get
fucking do it.
Two of us here at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we outsource our merch. We have a link and people follow it. They buy shirts, tank tops. We
is
have
it through like Merch Method or Teespring or something like that?
I think it's like Teespring.
Okay. Teespring, yeah. If it's not Teespring, it's something very similar
to
it. I think it's Teespring. I'm pretty sure. And then see, like, I haven't even checked on it in a while, so I don't even know.
I'll have to buy a shirt. I'll rock your guys' stuff.
Yeah, no, thanks. Yeah, it's and then we've just been lucky to associated with Coach Lass, and we've gotten some pretty cool options to like meet some ex-Bronco players. And then similar to you guys, we got reached out by the Colorado Mammoth. They're like, hey, we listened to your show. You want to, I think when we started, it's been almost four years. We're about to come up in February.
So I saw your guys' first episode was like February 3rd, 2016, it looked like. I went back in time to research you guys.
Yeah.
So that was...
It was
right before the
Super Bowl 50. Yeah. Yep, right before
the
Broncos beat
That was a terrific Super Bowl.
Yeah, it was.
Cam Newton's never been the same.
That was the last time I felt good.
Yeah, exactly. That's the last time I actually felt like I had a soul.
So we
were like, screw it, we're just going to go in. And honestly, like, I'm pretty optimistic. Jason's more the pessimist.
I prefer realist, but
I'm going to say pessimist.
He
has a little hope. So I'm always like, hey, you know what, guys? We did it on Sundays. We're like, oh, every Sunday we watch football anyways. So let's just do it after we watch football. We're drunk. Talk shit. Let's just have fun. If you had told me 4 years later.
Still be going.
And I think we've only missed maybe a total of four or five episodes.
It might be more than that, but it's under 10 for sure.
For sure, under 10.
Yeah.
So the consistency's there.
Yeah.
And we just did episode 180.
180, yeah. 181's coming up on Friday. So we got 19 left before 200, and I got to figure out something to celebrate 200, because I feel like 200 is a good mark. Yeah.
That's definitely a good milestone, man. For sure.
Yeah, and you guys, this will be 27
for
you?
This is 27 for us.
Yeah. So, hey, let me tell you.
We're rookies in the game.
It's all good, man.
Honestly, and I feel like we were one of the first like Denver-centric podcasts. Yeah. I know there might have been a couple that might have beat us by a little bit. There really wasn't much, I think, before us.
I don't know.
But we had the coolest logo.
That's for sure.
You guys definitely have a catchy name. You know, good personalities. Yeah, easy to tune into.
Double Ds. And that led into going to the Mammoth, talking to Dylan Ward. And then we had some other people. We talked to D-Mac from 104.3 The Fan.
Yep.
And also, this is all set up by me because all of my co-hosts are very pessimistic about things happening. So I have to push for everything.
Gabe gets 100% all of the credit for everything involving our podcast. If it weren't for Gabe, none of it would be what it is. He's the one who pushed purchasing the microphones. He's the one who pushed starting it to begin with. He's the one who did all the research to figure out how to go from recording to getting it onto the internet for people to download and listen to.
Sure.
And he continues to be the driving force behind all of that. If it was up to the rest of us, we would all fail. So Gabe gets all the credit. It's all Gabe.
You're the daddy of the degenerates.
He is.
Hell yeah.
No, I couldn't do it by myself. I had to give my fellow co-hosts some credit here for showing up.
Yeah, sure. Because you need people. Like we've even talked about it. Like, we're fortunate to have each other because, like, either one of us just sitting here talking in front of a mic for an hour, like, unless you have, like, a live show going on or something, you know?
Oh, and let me tell you, don't ever do a show rundown because I tried that for a while. Like, we're going to, for the first 15 minutes.
Oh, like an A block, B block?
Yeah.
We tried that in our very first episode, and then that was the last time we ever did that.
No, I tried it for a while. And I would print out, I was Sunday mornings, I wake up super early.
Get the itinerary out.
He had a printer, may as well use it.
Yeah, might as well use it.
I do have some would you rathers, though, for you guys.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of our segments we like to do.
Yeah.
That's nice.
So I would print it out, be like, we're going to start with this, and we're going to move on to this, and this, or this, and then close the podcast.
It would never just goes off the rails.
It never
works.
And ever since I think our podcast has actually gotten better since we got away from that format.
You know,
it's
just
a free format.
Our podcasts are best when there's plenty going on that we all can have coherent thoughts about. We do have podcasts where they just don't flow as well. You know, not every episode out of all 180 of our episodes flows well.
Sure.
There's a lot that don't. But the ones that do, I'll go back and listen to. I'm one of those. I don't listen to a lot of podcasts. I've started to more recently, but like Gabe and Max, who Max is on the podcast as well, they go back and they listen afterwards.
You listen to the whole show?
I listen to the show like 6 times.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, because I listen while I'm there, so I'm listening what's going on
and then through the edit,
and then during the edit, and then before I post it, after I post it, and then sometimes someone will be like, hey, what happened? We'll have someone message. And the thing is, like, I get all the messages and everything, or the emails and stuff like that. So someone's like, minute 47 of this podcast, something happened. And I'm like,
yeah.
All right, gotta go back,
mm-hmm.
scrub through, and be like, fuck, what is it? I'm like, hey, I don't know. Like, it sounded good when I uploaded it. Maybe try redownloading it. Like, I don't have time to, like, go back and physically scrub through everything and be like, all right, and stuff like that. But yeah, I'm a big podcast guy. I listen a ton.
One episode that we had where, like, out of nowhere it started, like, doing this weird crackling noise, and then it kind of stopped.
The voices went robotic for a bit.
Yeah,
it was weird.
It only happened once, and this is like a phantom issue that we never, like, ever had happen again.
We had it happen to us too, where all of a sudden, like, halfway through an episode, it was just like boom, crackling, and you can't hear anything anymore. Something was wrong. It turned out to be the microphone cable.
The XLR cable.
Yeah. No, so
well, at that time we were doing USB still.
USB. Oh, okay. So yeah, so our progression, I don't even want to figure out how much I spent on the podcast
quickly. Yeah.
Because we got the two Blue Yetis, and then we went for like a year and a half with those, I want to say. And then one day I started doing some more research on the interwebs, and I learned this, anyone could do this. Anyone could do a podcast.
Yeah.
If you just go on YouTube or just go on the internet and type into Google.
It's real simple. You just have to find your Gabe. Find your Gabe to do all the work for you.
And move in with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then start a podcast. It's very easy. I tell people, ask me all the time. They're like, you have a podcast? I'm like, yeah. They're like, how you start? I'm like, dude, $300 for two microphones. And these were like, and also the Blue Yeti Pro Blackout. They were like the top of the line Blue Yetis USB microphone.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you go to fucking Guitar Center and just buy like two handheld USB microphones for like $20 a pop.
Cheap start, yeah.
Yeah, for $40, you get two USBs, you plug it in, you might have to figure out if you have a Mac how to... And that's also the thing, I run a Mac, so it's always a little bit different
on
a Mac.
It is weird on the Mac, sure. Yeah.
So I had to figure out, because when we first started, we had one microphone, but we didn't have the other one. And I had to figure out how to merge both into one through the audio mixer from the computer itself. And that took an act of God for me to figure out.
A lot of trial and error.
It didn't just take an act of God. We literally had to ship one of the microphones back to Yeti so that they could change the actual physical the actual hardware name within the microphone, because the computer would see both of them as the same microphone and not allow you to use both at the same time.
Because Yeti just uses one software for all the
microphones.
They
have to go in and update the firmware manually at their facility and then ship it back to you so that it displays a different name to the computer.
Wow.
Like, that's how it started.
I wonder if you guys change the way that they manufacture them, like if they do like a point or a different decimal system.
I don't know. But yeah, because I was just racking my brain. Then I Googled it, and I'm like, oh, if you have two Blue Yetis, you got to send one back so they could change this from like Blue Yeti Pro 1.1 or whatever. It's like Blue Yeti Pro 1.2. Right. So the computer was like, oh, that's two separate microphones. Right. So when we and that really delayed our start of our podcast by like 3 weeks to send it for them to do whatever the hell they were doing. And then send it back was about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And then after that, I figured, I was like, you know what? We need to take the podcast to the next level, because we're getting the flow of things. We're like talking.
You guys are way ahead of the game with your guys' setup through 27 episodes. Yeah. We didn't get to where you guys are with this setup until like episode 100-ish.
About 100, yeah.
Really?
So. Yeah. Because I'm not an audio guy, and I've never been in a band. So this is kind of like, oh, it was all just fresh to me. Like, yeah. I was just like, how does this actually work? Like, I need to start learning.
It's a lot of trial by error, too. Like, whenever you do audio stuff.
A lot of trial by error. And I honestly, when we started this, I didn't even know what an RSS feed was.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to get our podcast outside of our host itself into iTunes and things like that. So it took a lot of research.
Dude, Jason, to tell you, like, I would spend hours on the computer. He's like, what are you doing? He's like, figure out how to fucking post this podcast. It's like, goes everywhere. So I don't have to, like, worry about, like,
One-stop shop, and it goes everywhere.
Yeah, eventually, at first we used SoundCloud.
Okay.
The RSS.
Which is a direct upload SoundCloud.
And then the RSS pushes out. But then we had too much, files were getting too big, and I was like,
SoundCloud was very limiting.
And I was like, screw it. So we now are on Libsyn, and we just go through that.
Libsyn, yep. Yeah, we use Buzzsprout, so similar service.
Yeah, and then I did some more research. We found out that going through a soundboard gives us a more option of adding a sound, a mixer, going through an actual mixer, gives us the option of doing a soundboard, phone calls, and I was like, you know what, that'd be pretty cool to call people and stuff like that.
Because you guys can like drop sound effects into the live recording and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
We've got the soundboard on the iPad where we drop it.
Do people go crazy on that all the time?
So depending on the drunk level, that's a big factor. We keep talking about updating it. We've been using the same sound drops for a while now. There's definitely a calling to
episode 200, man.
I hear it all the time, because we use one all the time. It's a Family Guy. Ha! Gay!
That's not Family Guy. It's from one of those random sitcoms.
Yeah, it's the Family Asian guy sitting in the classroom.
Yeah, the Asian guy sitting in the classroom. Yeah, that one we use a lot. Yeah. No, the Family Guy one is the ostrich just going, ha-ha.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Those are our two more favorite ones. And then we have the classic 30 for 30 intro music, just the intro music.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So you get really cinematic with it.
Yeah, we do our fake 30 for 30s a lot. That's a consistent
thing. And then you have the NFL music when you guys are getting ready to do the predictions.
Yep.
I heard that on there.
Yeah, he does that right straight from his phone, because we've got the soundboard plugged in, which is just an iPad, and then his phone plugged in for what we use for music.
Okay.
Yeah. And our intros and outros and things like that.
Nice.
Yeah, so now we have 5 XLR mics. I'm going to buy soon. And also, it's just lucky it's just you two guys doing the podcast.
Yeah.
Try dealing with 4 other assholes.
Yeah.
And trying to get everyone to agree to something.
5 guys is a lot.
Especially when alcohol is involved, everyone, it probably turns into who can talk the loudest and who's going to make their point.
Well, honestly,
the most.
We do okay.
Really?
I think so. Sometimes. Sometimes not. It depends on if there's one person who's drunker than the rest of the people, that person's noticeably a hindrance sometimes. Okay. Not all the time, sometimes.
And also, after 180 episodes, you guys are doing a really good job, because I listened to a couple episodes you guys done. When we started, it was just everyone talking over each other, and then after a while, we started getting into the flow of, like, all right, let someone talk. Mm-hmm. Put your finger up, like, hey, I'm going to talk next. Because people don't see that, unless we start doing video, and then they'll see us, like, throw up a hand, like, hey, I'm going to talk next. Because that's the hardest part we figured out when we started, was not talking over each other.
Yeah.
Or just yelling over each other at that point, because you're like, ah, I want to be heard.
Right.
I've always been really bad at interrupting people, and so like this has definitely given me good practice and giving people time to speak and get that thought together. And like if my thought that I had disappears in their dialect, then you just move forward with it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. That happens a lot.
I was really really impressed by how you guys started out the episode with the sponsorships, and then also the little point system thing you guys are doing. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. It gets our listeners involved, and
that's pretty cool,
sponsor got behind it with a huge giveaway for it. So we're really fortunate.
Do we get gifts for being guests? Do we get CBD?
You know, Mike,
I got some on the whip. If you remind me before we leave,
we can get some boost and try some of that CBD product.
It's surprising. Yeah. We're on episode 180, zero sponsors. They're on episode 27.
Well, the thing is, we really haven't been reaching out trying to find sponsors. We're just kind of going with the flow.
A lot of ours happen organically. We weren't really actively looking. I wouldn't say they just kind of, we stumbled upon them.
And early on when we first started this, we were going to breweries and telling them we had a podcast, and we were talking to brewers and the owners of the breweries, and at one point in time we thought that eventually that's where it would go, where we would just get each episode sponsored by a different brewery of the week.
That'd be cool.
And then we just kind of stopped doing that. We've gone through so many different phases with the podcast.
I mean, when you've been doing it for almost four years.
That was so early on.
And you know what's funny? We started with the four of us, and now we've added the other Dan, and now it's five of us. And I was like, man, four of us is a lot. But now we added five. It's actually added another dynamic to the podcast, which gives another perspective, brings another life into it. So it's starting all over again. And it's something I personally look forward to every Friday, because Friday, 7 p.m., I had to get there a little early because I had to set everything up.
Yep.
Or if not, Jason knows at least turn everything on.
Yep. Yeah, get warmed up. I can get it warmed up. Yeah.
I get everything going if I'm running late or something like that. But get there, I know, by 7 to 10 at the latest, 7:15, shot machines already cool, beer in my hand, talking to my buddies for an hour.
Yeah. Sounds fantastic. I can't wait to come on your show.
Yeah, we got to find the right
Friday. So it'll be seven of us, huh?
Not necessarily, because all five of us can't always make it.
Yeah.
If it does happen to be seven of us, then it'll be seven of us, and we'll figure it out.
It'll be fun.
We definitely have to get at least the sixth mic before then.
Yeah. I'll take care of that. Don't worry.
Is that right?
I try to make it. And also with five guys, it's easy when it's both you guys. You kind of come to agreement on stuff.
Right.
When you have five different people with, you're like, someone's like, no, maybe, no, I don't know. You're like, God damn it, just fucking make up your mind.
Yeah.
And most of the time, I end up doing something. I'm like, I just did it. Fuck it. We're going.
Just make the executive decision.
That's what works best for everybody, though. When you just do it and then tell us, I also like
to get my co-hosts involved in situations. Sure.
I would agree with that. It's a team effort, right?
Yeah, it's a team effort. We all do it together. I liked your input. What are you guys saying? They're like, God damn it. All right, I'll figure something out.
So it's a good reason then to get mic number. It was when we found out you guys were coming on, we had to purchase mic number four.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know?
You're actually breaking that bad boy in.
That's the first time.
That's what I was told, man. Yeah. I feel so honored.
You're popping that one's cherry.
It's not my first mic that I've broken.
Oh. Okay.
I've done it a few times now. I'm kind of a professional.
Ooh, dog.
He's a weathered podcaster.
That's true. At this point in my life.
And also, if people realize, oh, this is a great podcast. It sounds fun like that. But the things that we go through at the back end when I've had to deal with so many different audio issues after trying to export it or import something and it fails and you're like, what the fuck's going on? And then you realize, I put a backslash instead of a dash. I spent 4 hours fucking figuring this out.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to bang your head against a wall.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it gets frustrating.
Oh, yeah, no, there's definitely some ups and downs. And sometimes, I've never gotten to the point where I was like, I don't want to do this anymore, because it's my friends. I like hanging out with my friends, and it's a reason for us together on Fridays, which we switched from Sundays to Fridays because
Fridays are just better days.
Fridays are just better.
I mean, getting wasted on a Sunday, and then you got to go.
It's tough.
Yeah. And nowadays, it's not something I want to do. Even when I watch football all day on a Sunday, I'm still not trying to get drunk that day. And back then, we would. We'd go to the brewery first. We'd get drunk at the brewery. We'd go back. We'd do the podcast drunk. And then it'd be 8 p.m. on a Sunday, and you're hammered. It's not the best idea.
Makes for a rough Monday.
Makes for a rough Monday. And everyone's just it's kind of the end of the week, the official end for the week. And then everyone can do whatever the hell they want on Saturday and Sunday if they got plans or whatever, going out of town.
Mm-hmm.
Your responsibility's done. And the nice thing about having five people on the podcast, if someone's gone, you have four. Or if two people are gone, you have three. You can still do it.
Sure.
And for us, how our flow goes, and every podcast has a different flow to it. If you have one person, you're just talking to yourself. And two people, you have a conversation back and forth. Three people is more like a dynamic of, different opinions. Four, it's a clusterfuck. Five, I don't even know what to call it anymore.
And then if we're on up potentially seven, it could be disastrous.
It's a fucking orgy at that point.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I hear those are fun.
Yeah, so that's what I've heard. That's what I've heard.
Haven't done that myself, but I did want to jump into some of these would you rathers. I got a couple that are sports related because I know you guys are super into that.
Sure.
And then just some fun ones as well. So, so first one here, Jason, you can start us off.
Okay.
Would you rather play professional football or hockey?
wow, that's actually tough for me, because as far as sports I grew up playing, I didn't play either of those sports growing up. I played basketball and baseball.
Okay.
So I guess I would go with football, just because I hate the cold, and I feel like I have a bad relationship with snow and ice. Yeah. I love watching hockey and football and basketball, the whole thing. But I would love to be like a wide receiver. That would be a lot of fun. Yeah, I'll go with wide receiver in football.
Okay.
I had to say football because I play lacrosse, so it's similar with the hitting and the pads.
Mm-hmm.
I can see myself being a nice little running back or tight end.
Sure you can.
Yeah, fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a linebacker, something like that. Causing pain.
See, I think I would rather go football just because, you know, the grills. Like, these dudes playing hockey, like, I feel like it's a little rougher. I mean,
oh, yeah.
But then you have, like, all these concussions and, like, the stuff that happened.
Right, yeah.
You know, afterwards. But everyone loves football. Like, you know, I'm probably going football, too, on this.
The only sport I played was baseball as a pitcher.
Yeah.
You know, I never had the build to play many other sports. Maybe basketball, but I was pretty terrible at it. My white polo showed in that. So I'm going to go football, and I'd probably look at maybe a quarterback position if I were to do football.
There you go.
You're a pretty tall dude, man. I can see that.
Maybe I'd like to go defense.
John Elway would draft you.
He might. It would not be a smart decision.
Maybe you're the one.
None of them have been very
smart. Don't do that,
Elway.
And then second one I had here, so this one may string a chord with you a little bit more, because I did would you rather play baseball or basketball.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, people who have listened to the Denver Degenerates and many people who know me personally know that I have a very romantic love.
It's kind of sick, actually.
Okay.
I love baseball. I love the story of baseball. Like the way that things happen in baseball, it's just different than the way that they happen in other sports. And I love the NBA and I love basketball. But if I could be anything, it would be a baseball player.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Out of all four, I would choose baseball. Yeah.
I feel like I'd be laying down my heritage if I didn't say baseball.
Yeah, you're Dominican. You don't have a choice.
Yeah, I don't have a choice. But I just grew up with baseball around me, so it'd be baseball. Even though I was the only Latino guy in our whole high school to play lacrosse. But baseball would be it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also guaranteed contracts.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, I used to try to play some basketball growing up, but like, my ankles, I would get shook too easy.
Oh, you got Steph Curry ankles?
Yeah, I would just whoop, you know. I'd get psyched out too quick, and I don't know. Baseball's fun though, you know. And it's kind of like, you know, you get to stand there and spit all the time, and like,
yeah,
you know, like.
That's why I started chewing tobacco, which I don't do anymore. But baseball got me into chewing for sure.
Yeah, you put in the big league.
Hell yeah,
make a cut inside. Yeah. And also, baseball has like a weird dynamic where you really become like a brotherhood with your teammates.
That's
true. You spend so much time with each other.
Well, I think that's the case with just team sports in general, not just baseball.
All
but
sports.
Also, baseball, you're out there on the field for 9 innings
yeah.
the whole time.
Baseball's different. I mean, baseball's different than the others, in my opinion.
Still goddamn America's pastime.
A lot of people don't like watching baseball, and I understand. Like,
people talk
understand
a lot of shit about baseball. Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that it can be a boring thing as far as the downtime and the non-action in a vast majority of the time that the sport is being played. But for me, it's all about the build-up and the execution and the back and forth between the managers having to make decisions about pitchers and pinch hitters and all these other things. And there are just moments in baseball. There are moments in baseball that don't exist in other sports the same way that they exist in baseball.
Like the freaking Jose Altuve Grand Slam, bottom of the ninth. I mean, not the
two-run walk-off home run to go to the World Series.
Huge.
Where else can you
get? I mean, it's crazy. Yeah.
That's a classic.
How often is there a Hail Mary to go to the Super Bowl? Practically never.
Yeah. Like the anticipation, and even just watching, you can feel like the buildup and the energy in that stadium. You're just like, you're enthralled. You're like, I can't. It's like must-watch TV. You
it's
can't
just there's
away
no
from it.
There's not a lot of things that are more dramatic than something like that.
And Jason will be right back. He's going to go fap in the corner.
Don't get me started.
Look, I love baseball. Always have. I hear people say that argument a lot slow. They don't like watching it. And, of course, I am a huge diehard my whole life and a NASCAR fan, which that argument will immediately apply to that. Most people say they can't watch it. It's, you know, guys driving in a circle. It's boring, this, that, and the other. But, again, it's one of those sports that there's great moments in it. There's a lot more to it than just driving in a circle. It's not for everybody, of course.
Yeah, right.
But I love it. NASCAR, I put over. For me, NASCAR is number one. NFL is number two.
Nice.
And also, I get it on my old man box real quick. I think with the new culture of everyone on their phone and stuff like that, people just don't have the time or don't know
the attention
how to
span.
Take,
that's
how,
for
no,
sure.
No, how people just don't know how to take a time away from their phone,
that's
enough
a good point.
To not look at their Instagram, their Facebook, Twitter, whatever.
That's very
to
true.
Actually just sit down, let your brain just relax, and watch a great game. It's basically a fight between two teams
mm-hmm.
of who is going to hit the ball out of the park or score more runs first.
Sure.
Well, I took a little moment from doing construction today to myself, and I was, like, sitting out on this bench. It was when it was still sunny and nice out. And, like, you know, I thought to, like, maybe look at my phone, see what's happening. I was like, you know what, man, just let me appreciate the breeze right now and, like, hear the leaves blowing in the wind. And,
right.
you know, so I just sat there and kind of took it in for 5 minutes. And you know, it made me feel good.
We don't have enough moments like that.
Yeah.
No, I was listening. Definitely I think not. I was listening to this, well, I forget which podcast, but. That's probably Joe Rogan because he always has those weird, like, doctors and shit on there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, if you just take 2 minutes a day and you just stare, like, into a tree or, like, at trees or just stare out to, like, a mountain range or something mm-hmm. like that and just breathe, your body releases some sort of, like, serotonin or something like that and you just feel better and you just have, like, a little bit more energy and you're like, all right, I actually feel good about my day. And it's just fucking looking at our phones for... 16 hours a day while you're awake.
I've got a lot of fantasy research to do, and it's not going to happen staring at a tree. So
you can do that while you're pooping, like most other people.
That's true. That's where I do a lot of my phone work is on the John for
sure.
But
yeah, no doubt.
Isn't sitting like on
people
on the
houses
for a long time? Oh, go ahead.
I've sent people houses while sitting in the shitter.
Really?
Yeah.
It can be a pretty productive place, I feel like. I've done a lot of networking for the podcast from there as well. Answering emails and stuff, you know, sending out some tweets.
I should put you in charge of social media since you're on the shitter a lot.
Don't you want to spend too much time, like, sitting like that, though? Can it cause hemorrhoids?
Yeah, you got, like, hemorrhoids and some other stuff.
Listen, take it from somebody who goes to the bathroom quite often.
Yeah.
I spend a lot of time on the toilet.
Yeah.
And I don't have any hemorrhoids, so.
That's good.
That's good, man.
It's a myth.
What's your routine? Do you move a lot? Do you shift side to side? Do you change balance position?
No, I wouldn't say that. I think it's just let your legs go numb.
That's the indicator it's time to shut it down.
Once your left foot starts to tingle,
it's time.
You've probably been sitting for
too
long. I hate
that. That's the one feeling I hate the fucking most. It's like when like a body part falls asleep. You're just like, oh, God.
If you get
it's
up.
It's the worst.
If you get especially up from the toilet and one of your legs is asleep, you probably overstayed your welcome.
That's a little much, I think.
And it's just like, and then you like walk funny. You're like trying to get feeling back. Yeah. And like, oh, God, those pins and needle feelings. Oh,
yeah. It's the worst when you wake up and your one of your arms is completely numb where you have to use the other arm to move it. Does that ever happen to you or do I have medical problems?
Yeah, that happens to me. Especially like if you have a girlfriend or if you spend a night at LA's house and they're like, oh, let's cuddle. They always want to fucking be Little Spoon and put your arm underneath their head that just pinches off your arm. You're just like, I'm going to lose my arm tonight.
I only hold that for like 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah. As I get older, I'm like, there's a time limit to this shit.
There is.
Yeah.
I'll be all cuddly and, you know, affectionate. And then I'm like, all right,
I need my arm out. I need my space.
Yeah. And I'm good.
I got to be able to roam.
Guys, if you're listening, it's always okay to pull out the arm.
Yeah.
That's the one. Well, you can pull out that arm and then pull out some other appendages.
I'm not good at pulling out.
You know, some people are, some people aren't. Yeah. You know? It just depends on the day and how
it's like life.
Are.
It comes down to timing.
It is about timing. Yeah.
It's very true. Very
I'm a big believer in that timing.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's great. So I did come up with
some. Also, this is how our podcast goes. We go on random tangents.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I figured as much cool with you guys here. Yeah, this
I'm
is
cool with tangents.
It's discussion, combustion, whatever happens.
Yeah,
we love it, man.
Just for listeners, if you listen to one of our episodes, we'll start talking about something and then just be like, oh, the first time my dad caught me jacking off. It's like, what the fuck?
Those are the gems hidden within the episode, though. Like, you got to get through it to, like, find those funny
moments. The one where we ranted about Keurig machines for, like, 20 minutes was a good one.
Oh, I could add to that for sure. I'll save that for your show. I hate those fucking things.
Yeah. Either way, next one.
Well,
you got more?
Oh, yeah, I got a couple more.
Do we have another Would You Rather?
Yeah, some of these are, you know, they're fun, you know?
Yeah.
So I was trying to get into, like, you know... Are you trying to be challenged or not long term? Or like, are you trying to make it easy on yourself long term? Would you rather be stuck on an island with someone that you have the same beliefs with or opposite beliefs with?
Okay, so I'm going to go with same beliefs.
Okay.
Just because, and this is why. I'm under the assumption here that I'm going to be stuck on this island for a really long time. And I am very non-confrontational.
Mm-hmm.
So... I would want somebody that I could just... Because I can be whoever the person I'm with needs me to be. And that means that I can not... I can agree with them even when I don't. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be in that mind state where I'm constantly having to cloak myself over something I don't agree with just for the sake of not being in confrontation with somebody. So I will choose somebody that has the same views as I do.
Okay.
For that reason.
Got a couple questions here.
Okay.
Do we have food?
We're up to discussion. It's all
right.
We could have food, sure.
Because I'm the fighter here, and when I was younger, my temper is really, really calmed down as I get mature. And
same
I was
here.
Like, fuck it. And I was like, yeah. Jason, there's many stories Jason would probably say about times where I wanted to kill someone at a bar. When I was in my early 20s, and I've broken bottles over people. It hasn't been that recent.
I'm just kidding.
Broken a bottle over someone's head in a bar fight, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I'm older, if I was stuck on an island with someone, I'd probably say, if I had no food, I'd probably say someone I don't agree with, because I could kill them and then eat them and become a cannibal and survive.
Dude, he was going all in on that.
Holy cow.
There's food. There's food.
There's food. Okay.
Just food.
So I don't become fucking cannibal.
I just assumed there was food, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
This is just how my brain works. I have to think multiple steps ahead.
It's funny how you instantly went to cannibalism. Unprovoked. Unprovoked, you went to cannibalism, Hannibal.
Yeah. Hello, Clarice.
Oh,
that's
funny.
If there was food, it'd probably be someone I actually get along with. Like, I agree with.
Yeah.
Just because it makes life a lot easier. Like, oh, should we climb that tree? No, maybe we need some stuff or something like that. And also,
really, now we're climbing trees?
Yeah, bro.
You got to get the coconut.
Get the bananas.
You get the coconut. You put the lime.
How about you, Kev?
I don't know, man. I'm going back and forth because I'm pretty stubborn, you know? So it's hard for me to... I mean, I can listen to other people's point of views. You know, I'm not like, oh, I'm right, you're wrong kind of thing. But I think I'm going to have to go with somebody that has the same beliefs as me, you know? Even though the opposite could, you know, bring different ideas that I'm not thinking about on this island, I'm going to go with the same. I think we're going to work together. Yeah. We're going to be in agreement on the decisions we make. That's what I'm going with.
Yeah, see, I was going to go with the whole, like, somebody with different beliefs.
I started with that.
And so that way, like, I'm going to maybe help them grow, and maybe they're going to help me grow.
There's a lot of maybes in there.
Yeah, and there is a lot of maybes. But I was kind of thinking something along those lines, and that way... Hopefully we could add into each other's lives somehow and over time become one, you know? I don't know. I was thinking something like that.
There's a lot of maybes there that would piss me off. I'd be like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Like, maybe go pound sand.
Yeah.
That's okay. Fucking hilarious. So could you guys rather give up cheese or bread?
Ooh. Bread.
Really?
100%. Love cheese so much.
Speaking of cheese,
really love cheese.
Jason has fucking ruined my dog.
His dog loves cheese
forever.
Now, too.
For fucking ever. Like I can't even go to my fridge and open a drawer and like crinkle something.
She'll think it's cheese
immediately. Just dead asleep, snoring off the couch. Jump off, run, slide on the hardwood floor. Stop, sit, and look at you like, hey, can I get some of that cheese?
She just
fucking loves cheese.
So I really like those, like, cheddar sticks, you know? And I get this specific kind from, it's Cracker Barrel, where it's aged sharp white cheddar sticks.
Yep.
And they're just, like, to me, they're just, like, candy. I love them so much. And, yeah, the dog was asking for some, so I gave her a little bit of a piece. And, yeah, now she's addicted
she's
to
hooked.
It, too. She hears the fridge open, and it's...
Will she not take other treats now? Or?
Oh, no, she's still well. She's a dog. She loves treats.
I don't know if she's getting spoiled like that.
But the face is different when it comes to the cheese.
there is something about cheese.
She is persistent. Like, nothing else. Like, my dog's really fucking weird. Like, I
call her weirdo dog.
She doesn't eat... Like, she'll nibble on her food all day.
Mm-hmm.
And she's an 80-pound German Shepherd mix.
Only dog I've ever met who just ignores food in the bowl. Just totally ignores it.
Yeah.
Other until dogs she's ready.
Over. Yeah.
And it's weird for me because I'm just so used to her not, like, just grazing at her food all day. Because
mm-hmm.
I try, like, you get 1.5 cups in the morning, 1.5 cups at night.
Yeah.
She'll, like, eat a couple bites and then
it just sits there all day.
All day. And I forget because then people bring their dogs over and the dog's like, fucking
food.
And I'm like, oh no, sorry. But cheese is the one thing. She could go doggy daycare, be tired as fuck, played all day. She hears that cheese wrapper. Wide awake.
Oh, yeah.
Just wide awake, right in front of Jason's face. She's not really much of a beggar. She doesn't whine or anything. She'll sit there, close to you, to let you know that she's there.
Yeah.
But I'm, and
she's been doing this thing recently now where she'll pat me with her paw. Just a quick
like
pat.
└================└============================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================височ└└└└================================================└================└================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================
popcorn cheese too. For sure.
Oh no,
she's not as into the popcorn. She'll take the popcorn because it's there. Yeah, but cheese.
Fucking chasing for in my dog.
Yeah,
and then I'm the one who has to pick up the diarrhea the next day.
Oh,
I'm gonna take her for a walk.
Oh gosh,
well, that's she's great. Fine.
Yeah, gotta exactly. pick up the diarrhea.
Yeah,
that sounds very difficult.
It's his dog.
As much as possible.
It's not my problem.
Bring like a little spatula or something.
As much as possible.
You got to put in a little effort. Yeah,
you got to put in a little effort.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's very responsible.
I would also have to go to cheese, even though I'm like I've realized as I get older, I'm probably lactose intolerant. But cheese is so fucking good.
It's
delicious.
I'd rather go keto than give up bread.
Yeah,
that's basically what it is. Going keto because you eat a bunch of cheese and meat and bacon.
I don't know if cheese is allowed, but
it's a protein.
Cheese is not a protein, is it?
I think there's protein in it. And
a lot
cheese,
of cholesterol.
Yeah. You're looking for the fats,
So you're giving up the cheese, you're going with bread?
Oh, no, I'm giving up bread.
Okay. I think I'm going to do the same. I mean, I love bread, but cheese, you can't give up cheese. I mean, I love queso.
Oh,
I like string cheese. I like all the cheese, really.
String cheese.
Pepper jack.
Did a little provolone on an Italian?
Provolone is good.
Well, if you're having an Italian, that has bread.
Well, you could do an Italian unwich. Is that
an unwich? Lettuce wrap?
Lettuce wrap.
See, what I would do is I think we're unanimous on this. I would still keep the cheese because you could make cheese crisps
and
turn that into bread.
You could still use that as like a substitute for like the...
You can't give up like fresh mozzarella.
So good.
Yeah.
With like a little olive oil and pepper. Oh my God. No, I can't. No.
So, back in my Sonic days, I used to work as a general manager for Sonic Drive-In.
Very close
by. I would take a slice of American cheese.
Mm-hmm.
I'd put a piece of popcorn chicken in it, a dollop of ranch, and a jalapeno. And I would just snack on that. Every now and then. And it's so good.
It sounds tasty.
Yeah. My mouth's watering.
I love Sonic. I actually just had a cheeseburger from there yesterday.
Yeah, they've got good burgers.
Pretty good burgers, actually.
They've got good burgers.
Solid burgers.
I like their burgers.
I boycotted them for a while after Jason left.
Well, yeah, so did I.
Solidarity.
Yeah.
Really?
Because Jason quit after a girl at the tavern told him to.
That's a different story. It's a different story.
BK has the cheesy tots back.
I don't know about all that.
Those are good, man.
You know, BK also has a BK taco, and I'm not even rushing to get
them. I've had those, because they had them around for a long time. You'd get two for a dollar way back in the day, and like it like hit the spot for me because it's like a fried taco.
Yeah.
And they brought them back. They're not quite as good as they used to be.
Well, I do the Jack in the Box ones, which is the same deal.
Yeah,
the
fried tacos are good.
So after ingesting one, how quickly did you get to the bathroom?
I mean, I would say I have somewhat of an iron gut. You know, I can handle.
Oh, lucky you,
I can handle a lot of that stuff.
Me either,
like it's more the next morning.
I pay the price, but I'm willing to pay the price most of the time.
Yeah,
especially with spicy foods for me.
Yeah,
because I love hot. The hotter, the better. But man, it hurts coming out.
I used to not like hot, but I'm slowly increasing. All right, our dumbass friends.
Yeah,
have you guys seen the hot ones? With Sean,
I think I saw on your guys' social media. You were doing the hot ones challenge. You had like all the sauces lined up.
Yeah,
I love hot ones. One of my favorite shows. I love Sean Evans.
So
hilarious.
We did that at our buddy's house. Rob, who used to live over here.
Yep.
Did you have all the right sauces? Like,
we had a lot of them. Like, we had to bomb.
That shit's out of control.
Have you done to bomb?
I have.
Dude,
it's like licking
a. Insane.
It's the worst tasting thing I've ever had in my life. It's like licking a campfire.
The thing is with the bomb specifically.
It's so hot.
It's like two down the list of like hottest.
Because
the Scoville chart.
Yeah.
Because I actually didn't mind the last dab. Like it was hot, but it was tasted okay. Da bomb. It's just like death
so
in
hot.
Your mouth. It's horrible. It's death
it,
in your
and
mouth.
And it lingers. It doesn't go away.
No. It's
the
brutal.
Afterburn is fucking insane. So our buddy's like, hey, I got all the hot sauces from Hot Ones. Let's do the wing challenge. Everyone's like, all right, fuck it. Let's go hang out. We'll have a good time.
It was a good
time. So they make a bunch of little chicken pieces.
Like popcorn chicken.
Popcorn chicken.
Pretty much is what we used.
And everyone puts a little bit of the hot sauce on top. And I made it all the way to the bomb. Like I was like, oh,
I'm
not
a spicy food.
Okay,
I'm more of a flavor guy. But I've grown tolerant for spicy food. And I get to the bomb, and it literally tastes like licking a campfire that's still on fire. That's what it tastes like.
Huh. Yeah, the taste is not good.
And then I backed out of that. I was like, fuck, this is horrible.
You didn't go any further after that.
No,
but the thing was,
but
he
tried
out
the
there.
Other two later on, and I was like, oh my fucking god, like Seriously?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, is the last two weren't nearly as bad as DeBond. Yeah,
really? Did you guys see the one with Bill Burr?
Oh, yeah.
He even said at the end, he's like, you have your ranking wrong. He's like, you need to move DeBond to the end. You know?
Well, the other two might be higher in a Scoville level.
Right.
But just in taste, it just tastes so it's fucking bad.
See, why have a hot sauce that like doesn't accentuate the flavor somehow?
Well, that's
you know?
That's even what some of the people on that show have even asked. Like Charlize Theron. I can never say her name.
Charlize Theron?
Yeah, her.
Theron.
She said the same thing that I felt about Da Bomb. It's just like, it's just pointless, unbearable heat with no... not no flavor, but bad flavor.
Terrible.
And then the heat, it's much more like everlasting with Da Bomb than it is with the other ones. Like, the last app is very hot. Like, it hurt me. But it was not the same as Da Bomb, which was just pure death. I mean, it was horrible.
No, yeah. And everyone, I think everyone at our challenge, quote unquote, the hot ones redo, everyone's just like, that one tastes the fucking worst.
Yeah.
Because it just tastes so bad. Like, if it tastes like, they actually put like a little more effort into the taste, making it taste better.
Yeah,
it'd probably be an awesome hot sauce.
Mm-hmm.
But I tapped out because it just tasted so bad. And then I later on that night I tried the other two and I was like, really? Are you fucking kidding me? Like, these other two are not that bad.
Yeah.
After that.
Yep, I couldn't agree more.
You guys have a Dave's Insanity sauce?
Nope, but I've done the one chip challenge.
Chip challenge.
What is that?
The Packy one chip challenge.
You guys... Okay, so not to cut off your.
Oh no! Go ahead.
Sauce. But the one chip challenge is this. It's this chip. It's like a tortilla corn chip that's covered.
It's a Dorito, basically.
Yeah, it's covered in ghost. Is it ghost? No, Carolina Reaper.
It's ghost pepper, Carolina Reaper, and something else.
No, it's just Carolina Reaper pepper dust.
So hot.
So it looks like almost like a Dorito, but it's just covered in this dust.
It comes in a little coffin.
Yeah, it comes in a
little
coffin shaped like.
It comes in a coffin shaped box inside of a aluminum foil packaging with. Like warnings all over it.
It's like about do not how touch much your this eyes.
Is gonna hurt
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
And so like I just kind of tore the top of the packaging open and just didn't touch the chip with my hands, just got it from the package into my mouth and I ate it. And I consider doing the one chip challenge one of my top five regrets in life.
No, you guys are good. We did it.
It was the Super Bowl. Yeah. Not this past one, but the one before on the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And four of us did it.
I did not.
Four of us regretted
fuck
it.
Fuck that.
I was having what I would consider intestinal distress for a full 24 hours.
No, guys, you guys are
terrible.
Jesus. Like the four guys that did it, like Jason was sitting on the stair, and you could just see him just like.
It was
in agony.
Unbelievable what it puts you through.
Did you just eat the whole chip? Like
yeah, so you... At first, it's like... The first thing you're going through is, like, the mouth pain, which is... You're expecting that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? I had done Da Bomb already by then, so I had thought that nothing could be as bad as Da Bomb. And so you're experiencing the mouth pain from the heat, but then it starts to, like, overtake your other senses. Like, all of a sudden, my ears started to hurt. And, like, I had this, like, sharp pain in my ears. And then, like, drinking didn't do anything. And, like, eventually the heat and the pain in your mouth goes away. But at that point now, you're starting to feel the chip, like, work its way through your digestive system. Like, it's in your stomach. Your stomach is just dying with this thing melting in the stomach acid. And as it continues its route... You're feeling it the whole way.
Jesus.
That
it was
brutal.
Unbelievably horrible.
This is when I was like, yeah, I don't like spicy food that much. I'll tap out.
Some people have talked about how they didn't think it was that bad, and I've seen YouTube videos and,
people
and shit,
it.
But for me, it was absolutely a nightmare.
What was the aftermath? How long was the aftermath?
It was about a day. I took quite a few dumps, and by dumps I mean like not much going on, just pain.
Yeah.
And like I considered going to the emergency room for about like I woke up the next day.
Were you able to sleep?
Yeah, I slept for like 5 hours or so.
What would the ER even do for that?
But, well, that's
maybe
the thing.
Pump your stomach?
I don't know. I was just in that's what I told myself. I was like, it'll pass. I'll be okay.
Pepto-Bismol.
Everything's gonna be okay.
But
it's
looking at these
away.
Four guys, they're all just sweating. Just from
brutal.
The heat. And they all look like they're agony. I'm like, I am hammered. laughing at them, like, you guys are fucking morons. Why the fuck? Why? There's no point in fucking doing it.
So some people hear that story and they're immediately like, I need to try this.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you guys, if anybody listening or you guys have the desire to try it, just know that I'm telling you it's not worth it. It's not worth the story. It's not. I would much rather be hearing this story than telling it.
Yeah.
Sounds brutal. At no point do I want to try this ghost pepper challenge.
Kevin, even like spicy food, some of the guys that also did it with him really like spicy food.
Yeah.
And everyone was just...
All four of us were...
And it was Reaper powder?
It's Carolina Reaper.
It's the hottest pepper in the world.
I've had Carolina beef jerky one time.
They named it that for a reason.
And that was rough enough.
Yeah, no. So, man, and the chip is coated. It's not... It's just...
It's like the best Dorito in the bag. The one that's just covered in all the Dorito seasoning. The
Dorito dust.
And the funny thing is, our buddy Rob, again, I don't know, it's...
Rob's the instigator for everything.
Spice involves Rob.
Yeah.
Apparently they sold out like the first batch, so he was on a waiting list
all the time.
He was on a waiting list to get it, and you could only buy a certain amount of them. So I think like the lawyers are probably like, you can't sell more than like four to some one person.
Yeah,
this might end up.
Oh, they put warnings all over. I mean, you know,
that's how they cover.
They
themselves.
Tell you,
But
they tell
like,
you, hey, this is going to be tough for you to go through. We're just letting you know up front with this coffin-shaped box with skull and crossbones all over it that it's probably not the best decision. But if you want to go through with it, at least we warned you.
That's true.
And of course, all of us were like, oh, how bad could it be?
So you decided to do it on Super Bowl Sunday.
Ruin the Super Bowl.
Was that the Pats Eagles Super Bowl?
Yeah, it was the Pats Eagles Super Bowl. I don't really remember. We did it at halftime.
Yeah.
I don't really remember the second half.
Heat blackout.
Well, when we do our Super Bowl parties, are pretty cool. Like, everyone brings like a different type of wing. So like a wing competition.
Oh, nice.
Either you make it yourself or buy it from somewhere.
Yeah.
So like during the first half, everyone's just eating wings and having a good time. Halftime, because we're guys, we're not watching. The girl's like, oh my god.
Oh, yeah, no.
Beyonce, I don't watch that shit. Yeah. And we're like, all right,
we usually have
challenge.
Bets about the halftime show.
Oh, yeah,
we definitely place prop bets on the halftime show.
A lot of prop bets. Luckily, our buddy Dan on the podcast, he has a sticky notes. He just post them up. Like,
he'll present two sides of the prop bet and
he'll be like,
get people against each other.
Pass or run, next play. I got to pass, I got to run. You're right, you're matched up. I got to pass, I got to run.
Just $1 a bet.
Yep.
And then he does an Excel spreadsheet with all of the bets, all of the people who bet, all of the wins, all of the losses, and the net amount won or lost for each person, and he sends out a giant Venmo / Cash App request to pay the people who won the most money.
Wow, that's an efficient way to do it.
He's very efficient when it comes to these
things. Don't even bring cash. It's just done.
Take care of it later. IOU.
Absolutely.
I like it.
As a friend group and as a podcast, I guess you kind of say, we have a couple events that we do yearly, and it's a fun. We have that the Super Bowl party. We have the golf tournament, which Arthur met us at.
Oh,
after,
that's right, you met us after the
our all night bender, and then going into a golf tournament and playing 18 holes of golf and getting hammered.
Yeah, I heard you guys were well beyond inebriated.
Oh yes, I'm surprised you like met up with us, man.
I had to catch up. Well, I was excited to meet you guys, though, man. That was the thing.
Yeah, we were. That's as drunk as we get, pretty much, right there.
Well, yeah, we went out. We closed down the bars beforehand, and then we had a 7:30 tea time. Woke up at 6:30.
That was hard.
Made it the 20-minute drive and got there, like, 10 minutes early. And then started taking shooters first hole. And then rolled that into going to the collagen and just keep on drinking.
It makes my liver hurt just hearing about it.
Yeah, mine does, too.
Yeah. And also, we had sushi the night before. That was our... late night happy hour. We did a late night happy hour sushi.
With sushi?
Sushi and sake, yep.
Ooh. You guys are brave.
It's when you start mixing all the different types of booze. That's when you hurt the worst, I feel like.
Oh, I think our favorite podcast/ friend group thing is the Gentleman's Dinner. That's a favorite. I decided a couple years ago, again, while intoxicated.
Gabe decides everything, by the way. He's
the Gentleman's Dinner?
Yeah.
We do it once a year. We've done it for five years. Is this six coming up?
No, this will be seven.
Seven, wow.
7 years coming up. So I decided I didn't want to buy my friends gifts one Christmas, and we were at Crocs. Have you guys ever go to Crocs downtown?
Mm-mm. No. Nope.
It was
it's closed
shit.
Now.
It's closed. Yeah. It's now where the Oscar Blues is downtown.
Okay.
So we were there. I don't know why we were there. We were there having a couple of drinks, and I was like, guys, I don't want to buy you guys gifts. How about this? How about if I take all five of you guys out to a nice steak dinner, and I'll pay for it? Because I don't want to buy like.
And obviously, we were all really like not into it. Yeah. No, of course we were like, hell yeah, let's go get some steaks.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I picked Shanahan's. I was like, I'll take all five of us. we'll go to Shanahan's and have a nice dinner.
And so we all suited up and went to Shanahan's.
So one of the requirements, I said, you got to wear a suit, no tie, like just business, but not full business.
Yeah.
We go to Shanahan's. We have a phenomenal time. The food there is great. And then my drunk ass at the point again. I order a round of Louis XIII for everyone at the table. The round of Louis XIII cost me more than our dinner did.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Gosh.
Yeah.
So that was a hefty tab.
I think it was like $1,000.
It was $1,000.
$1,000.
That's a good night out.
Yeah, so then we do it once, and then everyone's like, oh, we're going to do it again. I was like, all right, we'll do it again. And then I picked shop. I was like, oh, we'll switch up steakhouses. So the next year was Chop House.
And so then it just kind of took on that life of every year we chose a steakhouse. Gabe stopped paying. Like, he did it the one time.
When I did the
you
first
did it the second year. And then we started
Because we keep adding more people. It was started from five and then went to seven.
Right.
And then it got to like 10, and I was like, I can't fucking pay for this anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we did that, and then the third year was Garden Grace.
Fourth year. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Garden Grace is my favorite.
And then we did Garden Grace, and then we went to 801 Steakhouse in Cherry Creek, and you're like, eh, it's all right.
I really loved the atmosphere of 801, and I loved the steak. Just because one person thought his steak tasted like a Sparrow pizza doesn't mean the rest of us had a bad time.
Everyone had a good time. We got a private room. We had wine flowing.
Sounds
stuff
good.
Like that. And then we had gone to Garden Grace, and the service there and the steak there was so phenomenal. And
we keep going back to Garden Grace.
That's
now,
the one.
Now that's just the default destination.
The steak there. So if you guys ever decide you're going to do... It's not like we do this once a year where we pretend like we're part of the upper class. And we go out. We dress nice. We go out.
Oh, and we go to the cruise room beforehand.
Yeah, we go to the cruise room beforehand for pre-dinner drinks. And then we go to Garden Grace for the steak. And if you guys ever want to impress somebody with amazing food, go to Garden Grace. I'm telling you right
Keep
now.
Keep that in mind.
It is so good. And if you're just going with two people, it's going to be an expensive dinner, but, I mean, it's going to be a couple $100 for two of you.
Yeah.
So it's not totally out of this world that you can't pull it off like once a year or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I dream about going to Garden Grace all the time because I love it so much. But I save it for the
that once a year occasion. Is it usually the same time of year or is it?
It's after the holidays.
It's usually January,
during the playoffs.
Yeah, it's like mid January, early depending on the schedule.
Sometimes it's between December and February.
Okay.
We've done it earlier, yeah. But it's also now we're at this, I think this year will be 16 guys.
Yeah, so it's harder and harder to get that many people onto the
you
same.
You guys almost
page.
Need to get like a you know, instead of a swear jar, just like a fund that goes towards that meal every year.
So that's now
true,
all we
yeah,
do
that
is
that
would
be a bad idea.
So I usually pay for the pre-dinner drinks, which is about $300 to $400 for 14 people for like 2 hours, and then one of us will pick up the tab at the gentleman's dinner.
And the same guy who does the spreadsheets with the prop bets does the spreadsheet with the tab for the gentleman's dinner, and then again sends out a Cash App request, and we all just settle up that way.
And appetizers are split. We just order a ton of appetizers. And they love us there because I think last year our tab was like $3,200 or something like that.
Yeah, we go all out. Yeah. It's one
nice. And then, you know, we go to a nice little establishment that sells cigars, grab a cigar, get real fancy with it.
And then maybe we end up at a quote-unquote gentleman's club.
That happens to sell cigars.
Yeah, they sell cigars.
Like a place that starts with shotguns and then Willie's, or maybe a Diamond Cabaret. Yeah.
No, that's our go-to now.
Yeah, okay, it's shotguns? That's a lot of fun there.
It's in our hood.
Yeah.
Yep, great cigars. I've had a few there. Yeah. Great scenery.
Yeah, we've gotten to... Oh, we actually did a podcast at the shotguns.
You did a podcast from shotguns?
Yeah. On Valentine's Day, what?
Our Valentine's Day, the first year we did the podcast.
First year. And it took me... basically prying these guys out of the fucking house on Valentine's Day. It's a Sunday.
Listen, like, so I am always the one who's against every idea. I'm the first voice of no way we're doing that. I'm always that person. And so the second he was like, we should do it from shotguns, I was like, absolutely not. There is no way we should do a podcast at Shotgun Willie's. And I was like, it'd be one thing if we'd been doing this podcast for, like, a year, but this is our third episode, and you want to go to freaking Shotgun Willie's. Either way, I get voted down like normal, and we go to Shotgun Willie's for the podcast,
it ended up
being great.
I'm going to have to listen to that episode.
Episode three.
Episode three is a Valentine episode.
Episode three, yeah.
Valentine's fell on a
I believe
a
it
Sunday.
Was three. It could have
yeah,
been
it's
four.
Like three or four. It's one of those two. And
it's hilarious.
I don't know how.
I think it's called a degenerate Valentine.
Yeah, that sounds.
I like the names you guys came up with.
They're very important to me.
Yeah, no, that's really cool. Is that like a unanimous decision?
That's
or
all,
well, you come up with a lot of names.
That's all.
Sometimes I'll come up with it after the episode. Sometimes a phrase will be spoken during the episode,
and that becomes the episode.
And it's
title.
Like oh, we got the title right there. There's the episode title.
What would you title this episode?
Right now, I don't know. Right now, there has been that one phrase or that one moment where it's like, don't do the one chip challenge. I mean, that's a good.
Yeah, that stands out. Yeah. Well, we're gonna include that in the episode description.
So this episode, it's literally our fourth or third episode, and we have our Blue Yetis. We have the same newer mic stands, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know what, guys, it'd be fun if we just go to shotguns, record an episode, see if we can record an episode of shotgun. Everyone's like, oh, it's not gonna happen. So I call and I talk to the guy. And I was like, hey, look, I'm recording a podcast at Shotgun Willie's. Is that cool? He's like, oh, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, where do you guys want? It's like, yeah, somewhere a little quiet. We'll be there around noon.
It's like, oh, we'll put you in the what do they call
the
that?
The glass room.
The glass room, yeah. We'll put you in the glass room.
Yeah, it's literally just a glass room. It's right by the stages and everything. So we get there and set up like, oh, I guess we're the radio station. I'm like, yeah, we're the radio station. Because we have the microphones. Everyone's like, oh, they look legit.
Yeah, yeah.
You got a computer. You got some microphones. Yeah. You look the part.
Yeah.
So we get in there and we start recording, and we didn't realize that on Sundays at Shotgun, it's service night also. So you get like $2 beers.
Uh-huh.
And we're like, what fucking $2 beers at a strip club? We'll take a bucket every time we come in here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we're just fucking pounding Bud Lights. We record a whole episode, and then we start making friends with the server, the manager, and we're just hanging out. Some girl put her like teeny tiny Harvard sweater on me, and phenomenal body, phenomenal person. Very nice soul. And we just had a blast. All four of us were single, so it's four single guys that recorded a podcast of Shotguns having a good time.
It was great.
And I just remember, I always give these guys shit. I'm like, remember the time you guys were like, no, we can't do the podcast of Shotguns, and it fucking happened.
It was way better than I could have ever.
Four episodes in, that's coming out of the gate strong.
Yeah.
What do you think is your favorite episode or one of the biggest guests that you guys have had on that?
My favorite guest was definitely D-Mac. Like, I loved having from 104.3 The Fan.
Okay.
He's the afternoon radio host for what at the time was the Big Alan D-Mac show.
Mm-hmm.
It's since changed. Nice. But D-Mac, he's just like, to me, one of the people I try and emulate when I do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's just really good, and he's funny, and he's natural. And so getting to have him come on and basically talk to us for like 45 minutes was really cool.
That's actually what led us to change our setup from our USB microphone setup to a actual, because we had four USB microphones. And then when he's like, yeah, because I just reached out, I was like, hey, man, great to have you on the podcast. He's like, yeah, I'll do it. Just let me know when. I was like, fuck.
We had to figure out how to take phone calls.
Yeah.
So that's when Gabe went back on the interweb, figured out how to take phone calls on a podcast. And they're like, oh, you need a mixer. I was like, oh, fuck, all right.
Yep.
And I actually bought it from a guy that's selling it on Facebook in the Colorado Springs. I had to drive from Glendale, basically, to the Springs and back.
Oh, man. That's commitment.
Yeah.
It worked.
Yeah, that's probably also my favorite guest because it's just the most local big guy. We've had some ex-retired, like former Bronco player or something like that.
Didn't you guys have like Bert Kreischer's old manager on or something like
that?
Yeah,
so...
Yes. I don't know if he was his manager.
No, he was his TV producer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Steak
King.
Oh,
from when he did the
Hurt Bert.
Adventures with Bert or something?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool,
though. With the Travel Channel.
I like Bert.
Yeah. So that guy's on Instagram now. He calls himself the Steak King.
Okay.
And he does a whole bunch of Instagram videos and stories about grilling up steak and things like that, and with people. And Bert's even been on it several times. And
the machine.
Meeting Bert Kreischer was really cool. And those guys, Steak King, Barb and Paul, they were awesome guests.
Also, something I said, hey, we should... Because
again, another thing that I was really trying to back out of that eventually we did, and it ended up being great, was being
you would
on
think after this point.
The Steak King's Instagram, and we made this fake video called Steakervention, where Gabe secretly liked well-done steak, and we were having an intervention with him to get him to admit that he had a problem with well-done steak.
So I listened to the Bertcast. So when I was listening to the episode, and he's like, oh, go follow my buddy Paul Baldwin. He used to be my ex-TV producer. We did some crazy shit on Travel Channel. So, of course, I go up there, and I was like, oh, he lives in Colorado. Cool, saw a picture of Coors Field. I was like, oh, he's local. So after like 2 weeks, he kind of figures out what's going on, and I'm like, and he's like, oh yeah, oh well, he figured it out. Just keep fucking tagging him. So I go on one of his Instagram posts, like, hey guys, this is fucking hilarious. If you guys need some extras for a video, let me know. We're local. It'd be great to help you guys out.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually reached out like right away.
Nice.
And I actually met up with them, had a couple beers at Cerebral. And they were like, oh, we have a concept of like,
I was supposed to meet up and didn't. Yeah, I bailed.
You backed out.
Well, I got stuck at work.
Oh, okay.
I can't blame him for it. You got to work.
Got to work.
Yeah.
So I meet up with them. I'm like, all right, guys, they want to do this video. We'll figure it out. So some things came up. We had to cancel the first shoot of the video. And then finally, we're like, all right, let's do this. And everyone, all the other guys are like, this is going to suck. Why are we doing this?
You know? This is going to be weird. We don't know these people. There's always apprehension
always.
When you're going into something new or or with people you don't know.
Yeah, and then we have a fun. They come over. We start drinking. We record the video. And then we do a podcast after that. And he posts a video like 2 weeks later after he does all the editing and like cutting up shit and stuff like that. And it's fucking hilarious.
And him telling the stories about the stuff he would get into with Bert Kreischer.
Oh, the stuff I can imagine.
Traveling across the world for that Adventures with Bert thing that they did.
Sure.
Like, unbelievable stories.
Yeah, and the stuff that we didn't even put on the podcast. Some of the stories he told us, I was like, what the fuck? He's like, yeah,
that's a great episode. I don't know what episode it was, but it was with the State King.
Yeah.
That was a great episode.
I think it's called Stakervention. I want to say it's...
It might have been Stakervention.
Yeah. And then Bert decided to do a show here earlier this year?
It was still cold, so I'm going to say like March time.
March, some of
the Body Shots World
Tour.
Oh, my. He was so hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's
that
great.
That was a hilarious show.
Yeah, so I reach out to Paul and Barg, and I'm like, hey, you guys going to the show? Of course, we're procrastinators. We don't have tickets to the show, so I'm like, well, we'll figure out a way to get there. Like, yeah, if you guys come to the show, we're going to both the early and late show. Paul's got to do some shootings for him and stuff like that. We're like, cool. So, of course, again, it falls on me to find... 4 tickets.
Gabe does everything. I don't know if I've mentioned that.
To the late show. So I'm fucking stressing out. It's like 5:30 in the afternoon, 5:30 p.m., and I'm like, the late show starts at 8:30. Like, I have 2 hours to figure out if we're going to go in or not. So I'm just keep refreshing. And I remember hearing something about on, like, AXS, where they release tickets, like, an hour before showtime. So I just keep refresh, and finally, like, 4 tickets. Got an aisle seat right behind the sound booth. So like, I was like, all right, this could be great. So I buy them, like, whatever, we're going. We go, we walk through the line, we get in there, find Paul and Barb, and like, hey, after the show, just find us and just hang out with us and you'll meet Bert. And so after the show's fucking hilarious. His opener, Jesus Trios, was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, he was great.
The show was just hilarious all in general. And after the show, we meet them and we're kind of hanging out. Everyone just empty out the theater. He's like, oh, we're going to Coyote Ugly. I was like, fucking Coyote Ugly?
Yeah. Well, we got to meet Bert at the Paramount Theater. Yeah.
He actually poured us a glass of champagne. We had a glass of champagne with Bert. Because he does like the meet and greet. So he went through all the people taking photos. And then after everyone's done, they bring out a bottle of champagne.
Did he have a shirt off for the photo?
Oh, yeah, he had a shirt
off. Yeah, well, he put it back on like right after the show ended.
Mm-hmm.
But then as he started to do his meet and greet with a select few
shirt
people,
had to come back off.
The shirt came back off. And so yeah, we got a picture with the shirt off.
That's cool.
And after everyone's done, they bring out the champagne, he starts pouring glasses. They gave us a glass. He's like, oh hey, and Paul's like, hey, I want you to meet the guys, Denver Degenerates, they're podcast guys. They've helped us do a video. He's like, oh fuck hell yeah, man. Congrats. The first question Bert asks is like, who do you guys host your podcast with?
Yeah.
That's what Bert asked you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I go, Lifts, and then everyone's like, Jason and Dan are like, that guy will know. He lifts and he's like, how much do you pay? I go, you pay like $30 a month. He goes, I pay $15. I'm like, what the fuck?
For the podcast?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, your podcast gets downloaded millions of times. Ours is maybe in the thousands.
Right, right.
And you're paying less than I am. He's like, well, I did it a long time ago. I was like, I guess I'm saying.
Yeah, he got like grandfathered in at like a really low rate.
Man.
Yeah.
I bet a lot of those guys did.
And it's funny, just having a conversation with Bert Kreischer,
yep.
A fucking worldwide known comedian with The Machine. I am literally talking to this guy about how much I pay for podcast hosting.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
And like, he's like, oh, do you have a Zoom H6? I was like, no, but I should probably buy one. And he's like, you probably should. And then we bought a Zoom H6.
Really?
So it was just awesome. And then he's like, all right, let's all go to the Coyote Ugly. And we got put in their little section afterwards. We were just hanging out with Bert and his opener and just taking tequila shots.
Sounds like a great night.
We had a fun night. Yeah.
That's pretty cool to talk podcasting with Bert and them. I actually met up with Brendan Schaub a couple weeks ago when he was in town.
Okay.
You know, from The Fighter and the Kid, King and the Sting, and talked a little podcasting with him after the show. His comedy's questionable. A lot of people kind of question. I think he's funnier on a podcast.
It's hit or miss.
It was cool to meet him. Yeah. You know, he's been in the game a long time.
He's from here.
And he's a Denver boy, so that was kind of cool.
He's from the A.
Denver. That's right. So, man, it was good finally catching up with you guys, having you in here. For our listeners, we're going to have a link for your stuff in our description. Yeah, but where can everybody hear Denver?
This is my job.
We are. Also, listeners, I'm just going to preface this with, we are horrible social media because I don't do it.
Yeah,
we
don't promote someone ourselves else very well.
And I don't think there's someone on the podcast that hasn't done a good job at it.
So I end the podcast, the Denver Degenerates podcast, the same way every week. And it goes a little something like this.
Okay.
All right. All right, people, you know what time it is. It's that time of the day where I ask you, I beg you, I plead you to get onto social media and find us. We are the Denver Degenerates. You can find us on Instagram, the tweets, the Snapchats. We're everywhere. You can also like us on Facebook. For fuck's sake! But most of all, stay degenerate.
Nice.
That's the end. Every week.
That's a good plug. I like that.
I literally have learned how to delegate stuff for the podcast. So I used to do everything. Yeah. And now it's really nice that I have a little bit more free time. But our social media is kind of
10 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also social media
perfectly
stuff,
done.
Yeah.
I might have to take notes from you guys, talk to you guys after the podcast, how you guys do all your social media stuff, because I am horrible at it.
Yeah, we're not real good at it either. I'll do a social media blast tomorrow when the episode comes out. We're still trying to build a Facebook and all that. You know, I usually just tell our listeners to like, give us a review, give us a rating. We're on everything. iTunes, yeah. You know, yeah, the whole nine. So
same deal. Yeah. We're everywhere you find podcasts.
That's good.
You just type in Denver DE. We'll be the first in the pop.
You'll pop up in Google pretty easily. Yeah. DenverDegenerates.com. Go buy some merch. These guys are a lot of fun. Jason and Gabe, we look forward to being on your show sometime in November. We're looking at.
Yes, that way you guys can drink with us.
We definitely want to get a little buzzed
on. Much mandatory
on that podcast. Have a good time. Thanks for coming on, guys. This was a lot of fun.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for having us on, guys. Yeah. This has been great.
Anytime.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, brother. What you got, Art?
Well, everybody out there, just keep on moving forward. Be honest with yourselves. Be humble about your experiences. And as always, just believe and achieve your goals, y'all.
Hell yeah. Let it rip, Tater Chip. You guys are crushing on Sober October. We got one more episode to do now. This one's down. I got one more episode to do sober. And I'm looking forward to November 6th, finally doing a podcast, being able to drink again. That's going to be nice.
It's nice.
So, unfortunately, you failed the challenge. I'm going to carry it
the rest of the way. I didn't complete the sober part of it.
I mean, we're saying the same
thing. But I'm not a failure.
I didn't say you're a failure.
Because I'm successfully changing my mentality moving forward. Still didn't smoke weed. Still crushing the point system. But I did have a couple sips of wine, two glasses. So I got to be honest about what type of wine was it?
I forget.
It was good red wine. It was a good rosé. Yeah, we went out to a nice dinner, my girl and I.
It's all good, man. Doing the other things is, like you
said,
the mentality.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm proud of you.
Didn't complete the challenge.
You made it 19 days. I'll give you that. That's pretty good.
And I'm not drinking tonight. I won't be drinking the rest of the month. Well, actually, I got an anniversary coming up, too. So since I failed, I'll just do that.
Wow, just so many more excuses coming up now.
Fuck it.
All the babies.
Stay strong out there, guys. Send in your points to discussioncombustion@gmail.com. It's coming down to the wire. Big giveaway. So climb into that. If you slip like Arthur, you got to be honest about it. If not, it's on your conscience. I'm not going to judge you. But on that note, we'll shut it down. We'll see you guys next week. Denver Degenerates, check them out. Thanks for being here, guys.
No problem. Oh, yeah.